Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our 23 after the hour on Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, internationally recognized expert on interpersonal communication and speaking, author of important books on the topic, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, also Speakrits. That's her new one. Hey, Ruth, thanks again for being here. I need to know how we can find you online and how to get your books.
Oh, head over to my website. I've got a new one now, too. So RuthSherman.com, that's one place. And please go over to my new website, RuthSermanSpeaks.com.
All right.
Love to get your feedback on that.
So check
Thank
it out,
you.
Folks. And she can help you. If you're trying to figure out how to put your best foot forward, give Ruth a shot at it. She'll help you. She's certainly taught us a lot over the last 16 years. Ruth, some people are going to be asked, who are not speakers like you and I, some people are going to be asked to do that. I know people who aren't speakers, but somebody said, will you join our group and make a presentation on this thing that we know you know all about, you know, whatever it might be. And whenever I speak to in front of a group, whenever I'm talking to someone where I've got to make sure that I'm putting my best foot forward, I'm always upright. I never sit down, and so whenever I've done that,
yep.
I can't do it. I'm standing now. I'm pacing now. I do my show 100% standing up, 100%.
Yep.
Always have.
Yep.
And so. So, I mean, we all know that you think better when you're standing on your feet. What do you think about doing that in a video presentation? I've done these. I'm going to do one tomorrow where I make a presentation to a group of people, an international audience, and I'm going to be standing up on that Zoom call. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. If you have if you've got the right camera lens, if you've got the right equipment, if it's set up as a studio, there are absolutely keynote speeches and presentations happening. Industry events had to shift, of course, from live presenting to online, and this is one thing that keynote speakers have had to do. But a lot of people don't have that type of professional setup, and the way that the webcams work, even if you get an external webcam, a plug-in, so you get a Logitech, let's say, and put it up on the top of your computer and plug it into your USB or your whatever port you have, the idea that it films you in a good way is it's difficult. Plus, if you've got slides, if you're using those, then you're just a tiny postage stamp on that video conference. There's a real disadvantage to that. But back to your, if you're presenting and you're not using slides where you're the full screen, depending on what people are looking at, and also, Jim, before I forget, people are often these days looking at presentations and using their smaller devices, their phones, their iPads, their tablets to review these types of things. They're not optimal. We've got to be honest, I think, and say, look, video conferencing is not optimal. It's the best thing we've got right now. It is way better than
just using a phone. It's as close to high touch as we can get.
That's right. It's as good as we've got right now, and I, for one, am grateful for it, and we all should be. But, you know, the other thing, too, that I mentioned earlier when we were offline was that it's funny, and I noticed this about a month after everything came crashing down, which was that we tend to video conferencing is actually more mentally taxing than meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
We all used to wish and hope for, oh, let's work virtually. It should be fantastic. But in fact, you have to be careful what we wish for, don't we?
Right. And there's no question about it. It is stressful.
It is stressful. It is more taxing. We're staring into this inanimate object all day long. We're
worried about the connection, and sometimes the connection breaks down, and that's the kiss of death for a speaker. One little trick, though, I want to mention on if you're going to do a speech a presentation standing up, which I recommend, you can't do that with your laptop sitting on your desk. You have to elevate it probably at least a foot, if not 14, 15 inches. You need to get the camera up.
Correct. Exactly. You need to have it on a stand or use a stack of books, use a box, whatever you've got. Yeah. There are plenty of ways to adjust the height. It's got to be up at the level so it doesn't focus on you looking up at your ceiling or down at your floor.
Yeah, that's one of the keys. So last thoughts,
absolutely,
Ruth. We've got about a minute.
Oh, boy. You know, this is no different from what I have told my clients about live presenting. You have got to practice. And you've got to watch yourself. It's the key to success in this. The more you do it, like I said at the outset, I've got that awful 2009 video sitting up there on YouTube. It's pretty bad, but you get better. You get used to it. You get used to the way you look. You get used to the way you sound. And you are able to project yourself in a more confident, authoritative, and knowledgeable way. People will connect with you the more you do it.
Well said, Ruth. And I need the websites, please, one more time.
Oh, yes. The websites are RuthSherman.com and RuthSermanSpeaks.com.
What will they find at Ruth Sherman Speaks?
Pardon me?
What will they find at Ruth Sherman Speaks?
Oh, that is my speaker website. All kinds of videos and, information about me as a keynote speaker.
You'll be glad you went there, folks, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
You too. See you next time. Ruth Sherman.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take a quick break. And Jim Blassingame, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.